Greetings and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada, and this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, some Shostakovich, Albanez, and yes, the requisite oboe music time. Let's begin with the talents of artist Sarah Chang. Born Youngju Chang in 1980, she is a Korean-American classical violinist. A child prodigy, she first played as a soloist with the New York Phil and the Philadelphia Orchestra at the tender age of 8, and has gone on with major roles as a soloist with pretty well all of the world's large orchestras. And she says that, although she never actually lived in Korea, I still feel very strongly it is where my roots are. Here she is now to open the program with a stunning rendition of Vivaldi's The Four Seasons. This is Summer.
Thank you.
What a great way to open the program. Sarah Chang and the Allegro from Summer to Vivaldi's The Four Seasons. And she was joined by the members of the Orpheus Chamber Ensemble. Moving on to the music of Aram Khachaturian, a Soviet Armenian composer and conductor. He's considered one of the leading Soviet composers. His music was approved by the Soviet government and therefore held several high posts in the Union of Soviet Composers. He wrote extensively in a variety of different mediums, and the selection that we're going to hear comes from incidental music from a play by Lermontov. Here is the Philharmonia Orchestra.
Thank you.
Some beautiful music performed by the Philharmonia Orchestra, selections from the Masquerade Suite by Khachaturian. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And let's move on to some romance from the Mediterranean. Music by Isaac Albanese, to be succinct there. Actually, he's Isaac Albanese e Pasquale. Okay, kind of gets complicated with all the names there. But he was a Spanish virtuoso pianist, a composer, and a conductor. And he is one of the foremost composers of the post-Romantic era. He had a very steady output of music with transcriptions of many of his pieces, such as the Sevilla, which we're going to hear today, being one of them. And they're very popular with the guitar repertoire. But get this, an interesting note. He never did actually write for the guitar. Only transcriptions are played. Here is the Sevilla with Julian Byzantine on guitar. Thank you. Sevilla with Julian Byzantine on guitar. That's music by Albanese. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And it is that time. I'm speaking of oboe music time. Today, some music by Arthur Bliss. Sir Arthur Bliss was an English composer and a conductor. His musical training, though, was cut short by the First World War, which he served with distinction in the army. And after the war, he did return to England from the U.S., and he began to work for the BBC, later becoming its director of music. And he also resumed his work as a composer and was later appointed master of the Queen's music. The selection that we're going to hear is from his quintet for oboe and strings. Now, this was commissioned by Mrs. Coolidge, a New York socialite much responsible for Bliss's rise and one of the great patrons of the 20th century music. Here is Pamela Woods and the Andante con Moto.
Thank you.
Pamela Woods and the Andante con moto. That comes from Bliss's Oboe Quintet. And Pamela was joined by the members of the Audubon Quartet. And this is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this also is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And why not a little look, some Dance of the Blessed Spirit. the London Festival Orchestra, with Ross Popel directing and Bach's very famous Air on the G-String. And let's move on. So some music by Dmitri Shostakovich, a Soviet-era Russian composer and pianist. He rose to international fame after the premiere of his first symphony back in 1926. He also, with this early fame, his music changed in sharp contrast, some elements of the grotesque and very ambivalent tonality. He was also heavily influenced by neoclassicism and the music of Gustav Mahler. From his symphony number 15, which started it all, here's Charles Dutoit leading the Montreal Symphony Orchestra and the opening allegretto.
Thank you.
Little cheeky there, the Montreal Symphony Orchestra and the opening allegretto from Shostakovich's Symphony No. 15. Let's switch it up a bit to some music by the American composer Samuel Barber. His beautiful Adagio for Strings was arranged back in 1937 after the slow movement of his string quartet, and it went on to become one of the most popular American works performed. It was premiered by Arturo Toscanini with the NBC Symphony back in 1938 and is still played very often today. This is a performance by the Scottish Chamber Orchestra with Jukka Sarasate conducting. the Scottish Chamber Orchestra with Jukka-Pekka Sarasate conducting, and that was Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I do believe that we have time for one more selection. We started with a great violinist, so why not end with another one? Here is Vanessa May and Contradanza. Vanessa May and Contradanza. And you have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Marguerite. Thanks for joining me. Till next time.
We all have a role to play by supporting family, neighbors, and friends during hot weather. Plan to regularly check on vulnerable people multiple times.